What if I told you the same psychological tactics used to turn foreign diplomats into American spies could help you make friends at your new job, find a romantic partner, or simply feel less alone in a crowded room? For 2 decades, Jack Schaefer worked as an FBI behavioral analyst with one primary mission: getting complete strangers to trust him with their lives. His specialty wasn't interrogation or intimidation, it was friendship. The techniques he developed weren't just effective for national security, they revealed something profound about how all human relationships actually work. Think about your closest friend. How did that relationship begin? Chances are it wasn't love at first sight. More likely, you kept running into each other, started chatting, found common ground, and gradually grew closer. That's not coincidence, it's a formula. Relationships aren't mysterious. They follow a surprisingly simple equation. Friendship equals proximity plus frequency plus duration plus intensity. Each element builds on the others, creating the foundation for genuine connection. Proximity means physical closeness. You can't befriend someone you never encounter. Frequency is how often you interact. Daily coffee runs create stronger bonds than annual holiday cards. Duration measures time spent together. Intensity reflects how meaningful interactions feel. Watching TV side by side differs vastly from sharing vulnerabilities over dinner. Consider Operation Seagull. FBI operative Charles needed to recruit a foreign diplomat as a spy. Rather than approaching directly, Charles positioned himself along the diplomat's grocery route for months, establishing proximity without threat. He followed the diplomat into stores, increasing frequency while maintaining respectful distance. Noticing his target always bought canned peas, Charles initiated contact while reaching for the same product. This orchestrated coincidence led to friendship, then cooperation. The formula explains why college roommates often become lifelong friends despite initially having nothing in common. Forced proximity, daily frequency, extended duration, and the intensity of navigating young adulthood together create powerful bonds. You're already communicating before opening your mouth. Like fireflies using bioluminescent patterns to attract mates, humans broadcast constant nonverbal signals determining whether others see us as friend or foe. When strangers meet, our brains perform automatic territory scans, processing nonverbal behaviors to decide approach, avoid, or ignore. 3 nonverbal cues dramatically increase likability. The eyebrow flash, a quick up-down movement lasting 1/6 of a second, signaling non-threat, the head tilt, exposing your carotid artery to signal vulnerability, and the genuine smile, involving upturned mouth corners, raised cheeks, and eye wrinkles. One Atlanta student struggled making college friends despite being friendly and outgoing. The problem? Her unconscious urban scowl developed for protection warned others away. Once she softened her resting face, her social life transformed. Mirroring creates immediate rapport. During one high-stakes FBI presentation, I noticed crossed arms and backward leans. I walked closer, made eye contact, and mirrored their posture before gradually shifting to more open positions. Their bodies followed mine, leaning forward, tilting heads, and the operation was approved. The secret to being universally liked? Make people feel good about themselves. When you accomplish this, they credit you with that feeling and seek it again. This isn't manipulation. It's the golden rule of friendship. As an FBI agent, I needed people to trust me with their lives. New agents often fail because they focus on themselves rather than the person they're befriending. When someone feels valued in your presence, they'll return like a plant turning toward sunlight. Empathetic statements keep conversation focused on others. "You look like you're having a rough day," or "That must have been frustrating," shows you're listening and care. The basic formula, so you, ensures focus stays external. There's a crucial difference between flattery and compliments. Flattery feels insincere. Genuine compliments acknowledge real accomplishments. Even better, let people compliment themselves by constructing dialogue that helps them recognize their own attributes. When people compliment themselves, they feel good and credit you for creating that opportunity. Third-party compliments work powerfully because direct compliments get discounted when people suspect ulterior motives. But when a mutual friend mentions you said something positive, that eliminates skepticism. The primacy effect means initial descriptions powerfully influence subsequent interactions. During interrogations, I told a suspect my partner was honest and fair, but also a human lie detector. When my partner returned and gave a skeptical look after the suspect's denial, the suspect slapped the table and exclaimed, "Damn, he's good," before confessing. The Ben Franklin effect reveals that when someone helps you, they like you more afterward. They feel good about themselves, activating the golden rule. Addressing people by name when requesting favors enhances this effect. Several psychological principles dramatically increase connection probability. The law of similarity explains why we gravitate toward those sharing our interests. Similarity reduces cognitive dissonance and increases mutual attraction. Look for commonalities like team logos or shared activities, then steer conversations toward common ground. The law of misattribution reveals how timing creates attraction. When people feel good but can't identify why, they credit whoever is nearby. This works after exercise, when endorphins create well-being, or during frightening experiences, which is why soldiers in combat or people watching scary movies together form stronger bonds. The law of curiosity leverages our biological imperative for self-preservation. Behave in ways triggering someone's curiosity, and they're more likely to interact. The law of reciprocity dictates that receiving something creates obligation to return the gesture. When thanked, say, "I know you'd do the same for me," to invoke future reciprocity. The law of self-disclosure recognizes that revealing vulnerabilities creates closeness. Use the Hansel and Gretel approach, leave a trail of self-disclosures gradually over time rather than overwhelming someone at once. While nonverbal communication opens doors, verbal communication sustains friendships. The principle? Encourage others to speak, listen attentively, show empathy, and respond positively. Consider Stacy, a new employee who discovers a cost-saving method. Telling her manager, "You've been manufacturing this chemical all wrong," creates adversarial dynamics. Instead, she frames it as seeking advice. "Sir, I'd like your advice on something that might make our company more profitable." This shows respect and fosters mentorship. Using "our company" signals team commitment. Sharing credit might seem unfair, but goodwill lasts longer than glory. Distributing credit increases likability and builds allies. Effective listening requires maintaining eye contact 2/3 to 3/4 of the time and avoiding interruptions. Watch for disengagement signals, backward leaning, crossed arms, lip compressions, checking watches, or turning away. When these appear, change the subject. Address potential offense immediately when someone winces, looks shocked, or steps backward. The lip purse signals disagreement. When presenting ideas, watch for this cue and address concerns before verbal rejection occurs. Once someone publicly rejects a proposal, changing their mind becomes nearly impossible due to psychological consistency. Long-term relationships begin with rapport but require deeper caring. True character emerges during crises, though daily compassion-sharing workload, offering unprompted kindness, giving compliments, demonstrates loving someone from the inside. Active listening with empathic statements helps understand your partner's needs, interests, and boundaries from the start. Reinforcement involves appropriate rewards and punishments. Three types misuse it. The negativistic partner emphasizes mistakes while ignoring successes. The perfectionistic partner demands impossible standards before praise, and the sadistic partner lets one mistake erase all positives. Effective reinforcement requires regular praise, remembering milestones, including partners in decisions, and ensuring rewards match what they actually want. Empathy completes the framework. Long-term partners naturally learn subtle nuances of moods and needs. Simple statements like, "You must really be hurting," demonstrate awareness. Managing conflict requires understanding that angry people cannot think logically due to fight or flight response. The Big Three approach, empathic statements reflecting emotions back, allowing venting to reduce frustration, and employing presumptive statements directing toward resolution. A powerful preventative measure? Write heartfelt letters detailing what you admire about each other while your relationship is vibrant. Store these sealed letters to exchange if the relationship later deteriorates, potentially rekindling initial feelings and breaking emotional impasses. We live in a paradox. More ways to connect than ever, yet loneliness has become epidemic. The techniques in this framework aren't tricks. They're a return to what humans have always known, but modern life has made us forget. Connection is created through intentional acts, positioning yourself strategically, showing up consistently, staying present in conversations, making others feel valued, revealing yourself gradually, and caring genuinely. Every friendship began with a stranger. Someone made the first move, smiled, started a conversation, took a risk. Tomorrow, you'll encounter dozens of potential friends, the person in line behind you, the colleague in the hallway, the neighbor you've never spoken to. You now possess tools FBI agents use to build trust, understand the mathematics of connection, and know the psychological principles governing attraction. 2 decades of behavioral analysis revealed this. Everyone wants to be seen, heard, and valued. The person who fulfills that need doesn't need to be the most attractive or successful, just present, consistent, and genuinely caring. The next time you're in a room full of strangers, remember, you're surrounded by potential friends, just as nervous and hungry for connection. Someone needs to make the first move. It might as well be you.